Welcome to Living Excellently. Become your masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit, with host Gina T. Joining Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you curious about how to live a more excellent life? Do you understand the extraordinary masterpiece you were intended to be? With willingness, you can make change that creates ripples in the world. Together, we can change the world with an essence of love, joy, compassion, and grace. Tune in as Gina T. guides you to spiritual alignment, continuing your life journey with awe and wonder. Level up to live excellently, give generously, and trust unconditionally.
Wow, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a great show at a perfect time, Living Excellently with Gina T. Let me just tell you a little bit about Gina before we get rolling here. And believe me, we've got a lot to cover. When you think about what Gina does and what it means to become your masterpiece, how you align everything, how you align heart, mind, and spirit. What I love about this, and I love about her message, I love about the fact that she's bringing forward spiritual energy that presents us with magic of mastery. And what I've learned about this, and you're going to hear from her today, is that we often think we have to struggle. We often think we have to put the boulder up the hill. We often think that, oh my God, everybody's against me. What am I going to do? And there's a reason that we go into that space. But today you're going to hear about it. You're going to hear about how do you build yourself out? How do you build yourself up? How do you cast out fear? Because see, all of that is coming from a place that's not our natural entity. But what if you could learn something different? Today, the show is make choices from love, compassion, and grace, and be fiercely fearless. Gina T, thank you. It's so great to have you today. What a really important topic, right?
I think so. Yes. It took me a lifetime to learn that.
Still learning.
Yes, still learning.
Still learning. You know, sometimes I think what we do is we confuse things. And I want to ask you about them as a place to start. Confusion would have us not believe that we have everything we need. Right? You know, whether it's a state of confusion about something that's happening to our lives or a difficulty or a false sense of fear. Now, I'm not saying that fear is not a good thing, especially if you're in the forest, like I've been hiking in a forest and then I see like a big bear, right? So that's like alert, alert, alert. Don't try to offer the bear a treat. That's not going to work. But how do we build ourselves up? Because I was talking to somebody over the weekend and I realized it's been a really tough time for a lot of people, but I have a sense of when I consider myself down a court, right? And if I feel like I'm down a court, then I need your help to build something up.
Right. Yes. And I want to say something about what you were saying about confusion. And if you think about it this way, if you walk into a store and you want to buy a new sofa, but the salesperson just tells you all kinds of different things and you're confused, you're going to say no. I think it's the same thing with life. When we're confused about where we are, what we're doing, what we want, then we're just going to say no because we're afraid of making that choice and going in a poor direction. And as far as building ourselves up, we have to understand that we already have everything right now. 2 Peter 1:3 says, you already have everything you need to live a godly, divine, and satisfied life. We're already redeemed because we're connected in our spirit.
Yeah.
Yes.
And let's talk about that, because if I'm connected in my spirit, please help us all understand what I think you call, this is coining your phrase, discover and uncover, because it's so easy to break down. And, you know, there is a confusion, right? Mm-hmm. I get confused sometimes as a business owner, right? You're a business owner as well. And I get confused, and it can be confusing because I'm generally like this. This is me. I think the only person on this call, well, maybe Olivia, but Benny is the only other person that has seen me really down, like down a court, like having all of my fear stuff show up. And I think the last time he saw that was about 10 years ago. So just saying, but as a business person, we're faced with challenges every day. We still have to be business people, but we still have to remember we are the masterpiece, regardless of what comes our way, right? Because if we lose trust, then we are a bust.
Yes. Yes, Dr. Seuss.
I don't know where that came from.
That was great. You'll remember it. I'll remember it.
Oh, my God. I can see Benny writing that down. So tell us how to discover and uncover.
Okay. From my understanding, having read the Bible and continuing in that direction, we're created in the image of God's spirit. That means our spirit is a reflection. It's an image of his spirit. So we have everything. And in our early life and throughout our life, we forget. We get confused because we get disconnected from that source, that energy source. And I think I said last time too, if you plug in your printer, then you'll be able to use it. But if it's not plugged in, how can you use it? How can you print a facsimile of, you know, what's on your screen? So basically that's what we need to remember, is that we are definitely Holy Spirit fueled, God inspired, you know, and being aware of the clues around us, but don't concede your right to live your unique way of being excellent, of being that masterpiece. Mm-hmm. I think it's an ongoing process to perfect our lives each and every day. And as far as getting in touch with that, it's just like anything else. It's practice. Mm-hmm. We need to take that time. We need to meditate and talk to God. It's a conversation. It's not the way that I grew up was, you know, you come pretty much groveling on your knees, and that's not what he wants. What kind of father would like that? You know,
well, you said it. You said it. You know what's interesting about this? I don't know about you, but I've had to learn the many faces of who I am. Now, that doesn't mean that those faces are authentic, but we see God having many faces. What do I mean by that? You know, sometimes the sun shines, sometimes there are clouds, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if this God wanted just all sun, he would not have created clouds, right? And part of this going through is to hold the sense of masterpiece that you talk about, but don't you talk about it in the way of holding love, compassion, and grace on the inside? And I say on the inside for a reason, because it's very difficult if you're in a business meeting, right? You have your business game face on. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't mean you're mean, but you're just not telling jokes.
True.
But we're talking about what's in our heart, what our God spirit is, what our God centered. Tell us about that, because you can't go wrong with that, can you?
No, you can't. No. And you're right. We need to exercise our intentions of love, compassion, and grace every single day to build that strength. There are so many aspects of life that could create fear or could create a response to that fear that later on we wonder, why did we do that? Why did I say that? But it was fear, you know, that made it happen. And we need to exercise what we have the goodness so that we don't fall into those traps, even if they're our own traps. Mm-hmm. It's detrimental to our progress in life and every relationship to stay in fear that might either paralyze us or lead us to make those terrible choices. And I've done that. That's how I know so much experience in that.
You know, I did something so stupid, and I really will say that about myself. So y'all don't email me, because once I tell you what I did, you'll say, oh yeah, she's right. And I'm not really beating myself up, but it's a silly mistake. You know, I had to submit some documentation, and the price of the documentation was about $10,000. And I followed everything to a T, but one thing, 80 pages of documentation, and I blew one thing. All the pages, all 80 to 90 of them, needed to be in portrait. Mm. Some of them were in landscape. And what I learned from this lesson for myself, I learned three things. First of all, what I learned is no matter what silly thing like that happens in the world of God and abundance, $10,000 is like a flea on an elephant's behind. In that world, in God-filled world, right? Look around. And when we're in fear, I want to ask you this and take a break and come back. When we're in fear, aren't we also cutting off God's solution, a spirit-filled solution, a spirit filled of imagination and possibilities? Aren't we doing that? So when we come back, how do we shift that energy? How do we make our alignment in line? And for those of you out there that may be thinking that something like that happened, maybe it's a job, maybe it's this past 2 years. When we come back, wait till you hear what Gina T has to say. Because love and fear, they can't sit in the same room. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Gina T.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why Is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show, Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on transformationtalkradio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney.
Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Gina, before we go ahead, because this next segment's so important, I just can't wait to hear you speak about it. How do people find out about you? How do they find out about what you're offering, the free meditations, all of the above?
They can go to my website, Gina T. GinaTcoach.com. I know who I am. There's a free meditation on the homepage, which is, it was definitely God inspired a few years ago. It just woke me up one night and I started writing it down, and I've continued to work on it for a while, but now I think it's exactly what it's supposed to be, to remind people that they are anointed. Anointed means set apart. That's, you don't have to be a saint. You don't have to be canonized. You are set apart. And each and every person is. I think what it is that I believe it, what it is that we're set apart from the mediocrity of the world.
Oh.
And that's what we need to remember. We're set apart to be somebody, to have a mission, to have a purpose. So that is on my homepage, on my website, GinaTcoach.com. This is my book that's out right now. As you can see, it's really small, but the content is very valuable. It's part of what I use to work with my coaching clients. And I just started a platform. I started on Patreon. It will go live this week. It's a big project that I didn't realize it was going to be that big, but I'm very excited about it because I'm pretty sure this is my next step. I should be really sure about that. But so that's,
yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
It's hard to be an entrepreneur. It's a little more super than regular life, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. And, you know, I have to keep remembering something, and you're going to talk about it now. I have to keep remembering something that, you know, the idea of entrepreneur, the idea of teacher, the idea of spiritual masterpiece as you are and what you're speaking about, these are all things and gifts we're given. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that we have so many small business people that listen to the show and entrepreneurs, every one of us are faced with interesting things. Every day. But in all of the years that I've been doing this, I had never been faced with the situation I was faced with. Mm-hmm. and didn't really know what to do. And then when my financial people told me what to do, I didn't feel right doing it. And, you know, it's interesting how we have to make decisions about who we are and who we're going to become. Because if we live in love and not fear, don't you think that we'll be getting more than just one idea from our accountants? What do you think? Tell me about your thoughts there. Talk about love and fear. And look, I said they can't sit in the same room, but I'll tell you, even if they're in the same room, they're not in very long, are they?
No, they're not. No.
I had to kick fear out of here today.
Yes. You need to take a stand up for yourself and say, no, you have no place here. You don't belong here. Get out. You know, this is how I taught my kids so that they wouldn't be bullied by life, you know? And so the whole idea of working on this alignment with God's spirit through your spirit, you'll be able to see the amazing connection to every possibility, unlimited possibilities that you have access to every single day. And as you said, love and fear cannot occupy the same space at the same time. It's okay to feel afraid or feel fear That was me about a half an hour ago, you know, just a little bit. But I know that this is not going to change my life in a bad way. In fact, it will enhance my life because I get to talk to you. I get to share what I have been given. The thing is that they don't stay in the same place for very long. Either love pushes fear out or fear pushes love out, but that is a choice that each one of us has to make. Sometimes parts of life might have something that's skewed by darkness, but even a tiny spark of love is able to conquer your fear, and you only need to be in agreement with that love in your spirit, heart, and mind. And in that, and I found this many times in my life, that it just took a tiny spark of love and compassion and grace, not calling anybody out on what they have done or who they are, but enhancing that connection.
Yeah. I love when we talk about this and we talk about the divine spirit of God. Let's get down into that. There's so many verses that we could call out. I mean, there are more verses that I could think about for love, temptation. I mean, oh my goodness. But when you think about this and you think about that constant connection, because that is critical. Mm-hmm. I find when I have those moments, right? When I have those moments where I let something seep in, it is because I have broken my constant connection. Does that even make sense? Tell me about that. Help me. Help me with that today.
It does make a lot of sense. That is the apathy that we are seeing a lot more of. Mm. And it comes from the idea of why bother?
Yeah.
I've talked to many, many people who have that outlook right now, because why bother? Look where it's taken us. You know, this look where I've come. Love requires forward motion. Apathy is a lack of action and caring, usually a result of fear overload. So when we take personal responsibility upon ourselves to stay in that conversation of prayer, speaking life to yourself and to others, asking for more compassion and grace, and acting with more compassion and grace. This becomes the unconditional love, love without conditions or limitations. And that's that brings us to this verse, 1 John 4:18 says, "Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear." If we are constantly afraid or worried, we have not fully experienced God's perfect love. So we become a seeker and we make choices. It requires intentional diligence. Without that, it's very easy, just like anything else, to get out of practice. And what our spirit longs for is for us to be in agreement with God's love. Mm. It perfects us every single day. And at the end, I'll share a little formula that I teach that can help enhance this connection. And I use it myself often, but it's just doing whatever it takes for each person, because we're all so different and unique. But whatever it takes to keep that alignment alive within us.
I can't wait. I want to get back to something you said before we go to break. Please correct me if I get this wrong, that we can choose to become seekers. We can choose. And I'm acutely aware of that today. Sometimes my directness can be confused with anger. You know, if I type a sentence and I ask a direct question without making it flowery, it really is a direct question. And so over time, I've tried to be more mindful of that. But sometimes when you have somebody on the other end of a phone, you have to ask a question like, "Can you please tell me when you sent Gina T her show link?" Mm-hmm. Right? I've had to struggle all my life because I'm an empath. I've had to struggle all my life with other people and how they feel. And when I do what you just said, when I become a seeker, when I become love and grace, I will do less about beating myself up. Mm-hmm. Because isn't that too a point of fear? We beat ourselves up because we're not enough. We think we've messed up. That's not love, is it? No.
No. I've been there several times in that space, and mainly because I start to feel like I'm not protected anymore.
Oh, that's it.
Yes.
That's it. And you mean, I mean, what I mean by, you mean by protected, being protected with God's love.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Because that's so. Before we go to break, does that mean we've stopped trusting it? Or could it mean we just need to be reminded of it? Mm-hmm. Or does it just mean we need to take a moment to strengthen our connection? Look, if you dial your friend and you have a bad connection on the phone, what do you do? Do you start yelling in the phone 100 times you have a bad connection? Or do you say something like, hey, bad connection, can I call you back? Hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to go right through. We're probably not going to take another break, because Gina's message now of what to do now, like right now, like now, what you can do when we come back, she's going to talk about this, the fountain of fullness and wholeness. I know I could feel the energy right now when I said that. You all are out there saying, I do not feel full. I do not feel whole. Gina T is going to help us with this, and I can't wait to hear her meditation. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you're going to hear about this. But don't forget, go to Gina, everybody, GinaTCoach.com. GinaTCoach.com. Go ahead and do it. When we come back, are you ready to get fulfilled? Are you ready to breathe the grace and the gift of love? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit urpurepotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, purepotential.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in. I just want to tell everybody, I am very blessed that, you know, this week and next week, all of you, while I'm not far, right, Benny, I'm not going far. Every year, I open up this time spot for our hosts on Transformation Talk Radio, and we invite hosts and co-hosts to fill in for me. I'm not very far away. I take this time as Gina T is talking about today, and we'll talk about again. And so if you hear hosts fill in and they don't say filling in, maybe Benny will remind you, I have not disappeared. I'm okay. I got an email from somebody. What happened to you? No, every year we've been doing this for 10 years. It is our way of giving back and introducing you to people like Gina T. Now, Gina, look, you're going to do meditation later. I'd like to skip the next break because I really want you to cover this material if you don't mind.
Okay.
Give it to me. Give me the fountain of fulfillment and wholeness from the Gina T perspective.
All right. Well, you know that proverbial glass that's either half full or half empty? It's refillable. I love it. When I first realized that, people are saying this thing that it was hurting me. You know how it is when you're Italian. It hurts my head when you say that, you know. And then I realized there's a reason for that. It's because it's refillable. And when we're connected to the Holy Spirit, we are fueled by that Holy Spirit. And we can gain the anointed inspiration every single day because it doesn't take an hour. It doesn't, you know, you can do whatever works for you in that moment, but wake up saying, I'm so grateful for this day. Thank you for a new day and a new chance to do good things. Now, whatever my to-do list is, the actual, you know, big picture to-do list might be different. So I have to be okay with that. And the whole idea of connecting and investing every single day through our spirit, that's where our infinite connection is with infinity, with eternity. That's where the investment is. Yeah. God isn't gentleman. He doesn't force us to participate. He waits. And it humbles me to know that he's waiting for me. He's, you know, what people say, the universe. Well, if you think of him that way, that's everything in existence waiting for you. That's how important each person is. That's how we can remember that if we can respect and honor each other, because each one of us has this ability to connect. And it fills us up. Sorry, it fills us up. It gives us that fullness and the wholeness that we are meant to be in the first place.
I love this because you're talking about our free will. You're talking about circumstances and knowing. You're talking about joy, satisfaction, you know, but you've also seen this in stories. You've also seen this in examples, right? Let's talk about some of that, would you?
Yes. Quite a few years ago, probably about, well, my mom was still alive. So it was in the mid 70s, early to mid 70s. We went to see this woman, Corrie ten Boom. Now, their family hid Jews in the walls of their home. They were not Jewish themselves, but they hid the Jews away to protect them until they could escape. They were eventually captured. The family was put into prison camps. Mm-hmm. And her younger sister, who was always a little bit sick, Betsy Ten Boom, was very different from everyone else. And she lived in this spiritual space. She was grateful for the fleas and the other bugs in the places where they stayed, because the guards would not go into those places. And because of that, they were able to minister to each other, the women in those barracks, in the concentration camps. She had so much complete joy and satisfaction that it wasn't her circumstances, you know, stealing her joy, but her knowing in her spirit, she couldn't help but love unconditionally. And she couldn't help but be grateful for every little piece of her life, every circumstance. And that's a story that stuck with me this whole entire time of my life. And I aspired to that, but I couldn't find how to do it until I realized it was my responsibility to connect.
You know, one of the things that I can't say enough, but let's say it again, is that it is our responsibility to connect. It is the action, is the one action that we can take that provides so much instant gratification and energetic shift in our lives that you can't describe it. You know, how do you describe something, Gina? How do you describe how quickly one can go from the bowels of fear to the breath of fulfillment? You see, when we're talking about this, we're talking about an instantaneous shift of energy. Now, here's what I will say. You may not go from rock bottom to you do up here to euphoria in one instant, but I have in different points in time in my life. But you will come out of the bottom. You will move up energetically. Isn't that what we're talking about? Isn't that the sense of what you shared in that story? Because let's talk about love as the bottom line, and let's talk about what these steps are that we have to get to, these places we get to. You know, I had a situation this morning. I'm going to say this one thing, and then please, I'd love for you to take it away. I had a situation. I had to realize I did everything I could, that it's no longer in my realm. I did everything I could, including every aspect of what I chose to do. And when you do that, you have to give the rest over to the divine. Some people have angels. Some people go to Holy Spirit. I'm a big fan, you know, but whatever that is, tell us about accepting, acknowledge, release, and receive.
Okay. I'm going to start with this verse, 1 John 4:12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God remains in us and his love is perfected in us. And you know that when you meet someone who is in the same spirit of connecting with God, you know it, you see it, you feel it. It permeates the air around them. And if you see auras, you see that, you know, you see the colors that surround them. That's where I began to learn this, is that your spirit recognizes the condition of pure love. And you can live fearlessly in each moment. You see and find the joy in his work everywhere, inside yourself and all around you. The one thing that I've learned to do over some years is to first accept the current situation. And I do this in my journal most of the time. I write it down. I accept that this is the way it is right now, that this is the temporary situation right now. And then I acknowledge that, I acknowledge my part, my personal responsibility. I acknowledge that I allowed this to happen, or I did such and such. And once we have that established, that it is a situation, that we are part of it in some way, maybe I, you know, wasn't looking at the whole picture and I was just looking at something selfishly. But then we release and we surrender that to unlimited resolutions, because, and this is one of my issues with prayer, because people pray solutions. I do not like to pray solutions.
Give people an example, because I'm on the same page as you, but people don't know what that is. But I do, but I am so right there for you. People pray solutions, and there's a little hiccup in doing that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I've had someone pray with me about a situation, and they would say, you know, oh God, just do this for her, this specific thing. And my spirit was just like, ah, no, don't do that. Well, not that I didn't want him to do it, but I don't want to limit his solutions to my understanding, because my understanding is very tiny compared to what the possibilities are. Yeah. So I surrender everything all the time, the good and the not good, to God, to do the things that he has intended to do, because he just wants good for us. Yeah. And he even tells us that, I want you to prosper. I don't mean harm. You know, yes, we live in this world where harm happens and things happen, but that's not God's intention. We need to surrender and release everything in order to receive what our heart and mind are ready for, what he has for us that we are already ready to allow to happen. And it will.
You know, I'd love for you to do the meditation today, but I had a friend that said something to me really interesting a really long time ago, and said, you know, I know the way you feel about peace, Pat, P-E-A-C-E, peace. Mm-hmm. Now, I must say I've changed my perspective, but back then, no. I didn't think peace was attainable. I thought it was a cosmic joke. That will tell you a little bit about where I used to be when I was in my 20s and 30s. But she said, think about peace in a different way. Think about peace as a self-giving act. Peace neutralizes all obstruction, all blockages. It calms and it creates a vacuum. God does not like a vacuum. The universe does not like a vacuum. It wants to give you what you want. And if you're at peace, do you want to bring in more fear? Keep thinking fear. Do you want to bring in more hate? So tell us how we take what you've showed us today and accept and allow and receive. How do we do that?
Mainly by practicing and choosing. We always have at least two things that we can choose. And we have to think it through a lot of the time. If I choose this, you know, what's going to happen? What are the consequences? And same with the other option. It's always a choice, no matter where we are. I've been in situations where I just felt trapped. I'm never getting out of this situation ever.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And, you know, just making small choices each and every day. So it doesn't matter where you are and what your circumstances are. You could always make one little choice. And it's interesting how the circumstances that we think might be destroying us we can choose to allow those circumstances to grow us and to make us better and perfect us. Now, we'll never be perfected here on this earth, but we can continue to perfect each and every day through those small, sometimes really tiny, minute by minute, second by second choices.
Yeah. I'm really struck by it. It's been a tough couple of weeks all around for us in a lot of ways. We've had two people, we've lost two people. I'm back on the East Coast for one of them. And, you know, we're helping, you know, Karen, the loss of her husband very unexpectedly. And, you know, when you don't expect something and you have eons of paperwork and to be there for family without judgment, even the smallest of ways, even when they are angry, of course she's angry, even when they don't know what to do, even when fill in your own blank, Gina T, we are the people that can choose what our emotion, our response, and our connection to God's going to be. Isn't that the truth?
Yes, very much so. Even when you're in a shattered place.
Yep. Yeah. I would love for you to share in these 5 minutes or so we have left, again, remind people how they can find out more about you. Everything you're talking about you today, you've made available to people that can work with you. The work you do, the courses you do, all of the above. Let's remind folks, because sometimes we really get rolling and we forget to tell people how they can connect with you. So how do they do that?
On GinaTCoach.com, there's a lot of information. I have blog posts. They can look through that and see, you know, if there's a resonance. Also, my Patreon page will be up within the week.
Awesome.
And then I have my book. Become your masterpiece, because each person is intended to be a masterpiece.
Yeah. You said earlier you were going to share a few things with us. And, you know, part of this holiday season is tough on people, but it probably is as tough as you want it to be. You know, it is an incredible time. You know, people are celebrating a number of spiritual events in the world. And, you know, you walk out the door and you see trees, and I'm back in Jersey. So you walk out the door and people are eating cannolis here. I mean, I'm just like, don't give me any more desserts. Yeah. You know, just stay. They give you dessert here with pizza now.
Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just like, what the heck is that that's coming with the pizza? But there's so many things for us to be grateful about, and gratitude and love, and gratitude and fear. They cannot. That's my lesson in life. When I'm grateful, I'm not afraid.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that doesn't mean you don't feel a little apprehension or anxiety about something.
No
you
kidding.
You still feel it, but what have you got to lose? Go for it.
Right.
Do what you know you should be doing. I have to talk myself into that many, many times. Yes. But I just want to say, my grandma in Chicago, every time we visited, manja, manja, you know, you're right. It's a constant thing, especially in the cold. It'll keep you warm. Put some meat on your bones. You know, that's what she would say.
I couldn't believe they gave us these little round donuts with sugar stuff on them, like with the pizza. I'm like, what's that? It doesn't even have garlic on it. But you're right. I grew up in that family. Manja, manja.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's how we have to live our spiritual life. Mm-hmm. The table is full. The table's filled with all sorts of fuel and food for our spirits. Manja, just take it.
What's your vision for your book?
I want people to know who they are. I want people to understand where they started, what their connection is, and the plethora of goodness that we have access to, that we can live in every single day. That's it.
You know, so much of my day and so much of my world, and I think so much of yours too, is we work with other people. You know, we help other people rise up. And sometimes we have tangible things that we see. Maybe it's a smile on somebody's face that couldn't smile before. You know, maybe it's an eye that opens a little bit wider. But the work that you do presents the world with unlimited possibilities, because if we could just remember that what we are really looking at, what we're really connecting to, doesn't have man-made limitations, right? You know, we're not talking about the God, the 12-step programs referred to as the God of my understanding. We're not talking about something that's limited.
Right.
This is what you're saying to us. It's available to us. And all we have to do is connect, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't need to understand all of it. If I understand it, then my God's too small.
Yeah. That's what happened to me this morning. I realized I'm living in a world where I made God such a small little thing that the ants that were running in the kitchen were like bigger than the God that I was looking at this morning. And that's not the reality of it, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does happen. But that's when we have to take a step back and recalibrate.
Well, I'm going to remember Manja today. Gina, once again, please give out your website, tell people how they can get your book, and what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Okay, GinaTCoach.com. Please go and listen to the free meditation. It's about your anointing and who you are, who you are intended to be, full and whole. And I think that's my message. My book is on Amazon, Become Your Masterpiece. Like I said, it's kind of small, but the message is huge.
Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thank you so much for reminding us of the power of love. Thank you for reminding of us that love can captivate us in ways and literally builds a protective wall against fear, which then invites anger, which then invites frustration. And love, a four-letter word, that energy is more powerful than any of us can even describe. Thank you for doing such a beautiful job helping us with this today. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. You too.
You've been listening to Living Excellently, Becoming Your Masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit with Gina T. Tune in live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Gina T helps guide you to spiritual alignment on your life journey with awe and wonder. Level up to live excellently, give generously, and trust unconditionally on Living Excellently. For more information, connect with Gina T at GinaTCoach.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.